At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 10th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. Let's get you up to speed. And we'll kick off with news about this brilliant Renault Twingo that's coming. Renault will unveil the Twingo E-Tech very soon, 6th of November. Starting price below £17,000 UK. So deliveries come in 2026. Platform, well, same as the Renault 5, the AMPR small, AMPA small platform. They want to target massive efficiency. Small car, very lightweight, 6.2 miles per kilowatt hour, but also really affordable. And you know what I always say? You wait till 2-3 years' time, they're on the second-hand market. They are truly, truly brilliant, affordable EVs. Can't wait. Now, Ferrari's first EV, the Elettrica, is a four-door, four-motor GT. 1,000 horsepower, 62 miles an hour in 2.5 seconds, range of 323 miles, and all in-house engineering as well. Ferrari say no fake noises here. We'll just let you be exposed to the engineering sounds of electric motors. I'm all in on this. Needless to say, reaction, Ferrari going electric, has been mixed on the internet. Rivian will replace Alexa with Google's Gemini AI for a more advanced in-vehicle assistant that manages the nav, the messaging, and media. All naturally, I use Gemini a lot. I'm a paid subscriber to their sort of storage and AI tier, and I think it's very good, right up with the best AI that I use. Coming to Rivian, CEO RJ Scaringe also saying that development of the $45,000 R2 is on track. In fact, marking his highest confidence in the company's future to date. Volvo's upcoming EX40 will debut on the SPA3 platform. That's the Volvo platform. Volvo, having been stung a little bit in recent years, are making a point of, we're moving away from shared Geely architectures. We're doing the Volvo thing. So, cell-to-body batteries, all new motors, new mega casting, launching in 2027, under $50,000, over 350 miles of range. Looking forward to what Volvo do with EX40. Tesla's new base Model 3 and Model Y, the standard ones we've been talking about all the week, have been removed certain comfort and power features to cut the cost. But the paired-back design, which is lowering prices to make ownership more accessible, hasn't gone down massively well, though, with fans in the last couple of days. I think the particular sticking point I've seen is the glass roof on the Model Y, which remains, but they cover it over with a headliner because having a glass roof's a premium feature. The reduction of the removal of autopilot has also not gone down very well, but I think that's just Tesla moving you, nudging you towards paying for full self-driving. So for me, less of an issue. BYD's September German registrations were up, well, I mean a ridiculous amount, but from a very low base. It was 2,000% they were up in September, year on year. So BYD really arriving in Germany. Overall, their overseas sales were 697,000 units so far this year. Skoda has overtaken BMW in German BEV sales, climbing to second place in the German BEV market. Now, of course, number one in Germany is the Volkswagen brand itself, but number two, no longer BMW, that's now Skoda. Higher discounting and more choice, probably the reason for that. Nissan's third generation Leaf is opening its orders now in Japan. The redesigned Leaf, we get a full unveil on October 17th. 702 kilometers, faster charging. all the goodness that Nissan have worked into that with proper thermal management. IONITY is launching a subscription plan, or a couple of plans actually, to lower the cost of charging. And FedEx Australia deploying 55 electric delivery vehicles across Australian cities as they move to EV. And that's briefly